As we examine the impact of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, we thought about Bill Baird. Now 90 years old, Baird has been called the father of reproductive rights in this country. It was Baird's victory before the Supreme Court in the 1972 Eisenstadt v. Baird case that gave all women in the United States, single and married, the right to use and buy contraception. It paved the way for Roe v. Wade. Baird was jailed 8 times in 5 states for his activism, giving out contraception and information about preventing and terminating pregnancy. He joins us now from his home. And by the way, to protect his safety, he keeps the location of his home a secret. Bill Baird, welcome back to Here and Now. It's good to have you.
I'm so excited. You're my favorite station. I start my day off listening to your station.
Well, it's nice of you to say. Bill Baird, you've warned that this day would come. What's your reaction to the High Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, I saw it coming way back in 1973 when Roe v. Wade was passed. I clearly said, everyone said the fight is over, I said, no, fight is not over was the headline, because I went to the Right to Life Convention as the only one in this country who would go and see what their plans were and how they were planning it and scheming. And they were very well organized, and they put together not only the Catholic Church officials, but put together the Christian right. And now they have a mighty force that we better wake up, because it's not just the abortion issue, but birth control. My cases that came out of Massachusetts, Baird versus Bilotti, gave teenagers the right to abortion.
Right. And Bill Baird, just to jump ahead, because our time is limited, tell us why you think it matters that pregnant people should have the right to terminate a pregnancy. Why is this such a key issue?
Well, I think it's a key issue because I think every child should be born loved and wanted. I was one of 6 kids in the Great Depression. 2 of us died as small kids because we didn't have money for a physician or medical care. So I know what it's like to be poor and not get medical care. And I think women must have that basic human right.
Right. You once held a woman in your arms as she bled to death in a Harlem hospital after a botched self-abortion. That was just one case. I'm wondering, are you worried that now we're going to see more of tragic cases like that? This
indeed, Anthony, is a death penalty for women across our nation. And I fault the religious groups and the Supreme Court for what they have done. This is a holy war against women, and we must stand back and fight. And the biggest thing to do, make sure people go out and vote and bring somebody to the booth with them so that we get as many people out as possible.
We mentioned that you're 90 years old. Are you going to continue this fight, or is it time for others to take up the reins?
Anthony, I am bullheaded. I will fight to my dying breath. I don't think anyone's got a right to tell my sister or anybody else or my wife what to do with their body. It's that woman's decision, nobody else. I often said if men had one menstrual cramp, you watch what instant converts they'd become. But men are forever telling people what to do with their bodies, namely females. And I'm saying, no, you can't do that.
Right. We only have a few seconds left, but how do you see the future of the reproductive rights movement going after this decision? Is it going to mobilize people? What do you think?
Well, my hope is this is a wake-up call that people will suddenly realize what I've been saying for 60 years now fighting, that they have to register and vote and do things to stand up for the human dignity of women. Otherwise, we are going to see the death of women again.
All right. Well, that's Bill Baird, whose landmark Supreme Court challenge in 1972 cleared the way for unmarried Americans to get birth control. It also paved the way for Roe v. Wade. Bill Baird, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm tremendously grateful, and keep up the good work.